You're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby, where you can engage with us via our website at cjsf.ca or on our social media, which is CJSF Radio on TikTok and Blue Sky, or CJSF Music and CJSF Talk on Instagram.
Talk radio about all things, all genders. This is Intravenous, live on CJSF 90.1 FM, discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through a feminist lens. Our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony.
Good morning and welcome to Intravenous on CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to Campus and Community Radio broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem Nations. I am your host, Nicole Hines, and I hope that you are doing very well this morning. I am really appreciating the weather. It feels very fall-esque, but not so much. I was in a jean jacket this morning, which I'm quite shocked at that, with it being August, but I'm still not mad at it. Today, we are possibly in for a treat. I do have a guest booked in, and they may arrive a little later on in the show. But I do want to give a bit of an update on some information that I shared last week about the WestJet strike. It was supposed to start on Sunday, August 2nd, which it did. And however, a tentative agreement with the union representing the WestJet cabin crew was met a day later on Monday, August the 3rd. And so therefore, the strike is officially ended. WestJet has not shared details of the tentative agreement, which all will be presented to the cabin crew for a ratification vote. But they did release a statement that says that they recognize the important contributions and professionalism of their cabin crew. They also stated that efforts are underway to restore their network as quickly as possible, because I was, you know, on the TikTok streets just navigating over the long weekend and noticed that there were a lot of flights that had been canceled and a lot of people were in disarray. So they are trying to get things back up as soon as possible. I do recommend that if you have a WestJet flight booked in the coming days or even weeks, to check out their website regularly at WestJet.com. So now I am going to get into a set of music, and I possibly have an interview that I'm going to share, which I just listened to yesterday, which it's pretty, pretty awesome. But the first few tracks that I'm going to share are some artists that I just stumbled on in our digital library recently, and just want to share that before I get into some other music later on in the show. So let's start off with the artist Sibi with their song Victory.
Yeah! I'm lying in your arms, holding secrets I can't share. Would you believe me if I said I'm quiet 'cause I care? Oh, I care. And just let me.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
The Canadian Human Trafficking Hotline is now live to help victims and survivors get vital social and emergency services. If you need help or want to help stop human trafficking, call 1-833-900-1010.
Ladies, this one's for you. Pink Miami, the ultimate ladies' carnival. Saturday, August 29th in Vancouver. Better Uber. Experience tropical vibes, glamour, and nonstop entertainment featuring Penny Bling live for the first time in Vancouver alongside Nikki Kush, Chisel, and DJ Fry-Eye. Dance all night to the hottest dancehall soca, afrobeats, R&B, disco, and old-school classics. One lucky winner will receive flight tickets to Miami. Doors open at 10 p.m. Tickets available on Eventbrite. Come early, leave late. Follow After Hours Media Group on Instagram and get your tickets today.
Hello, 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 and I am back. I just want to go over some of the tracks that we heard in the first set. First, we had Sibby with Victory, followed by the track Just Let Me Lie to You by Kaylee Cardinal. And I just got a text that my guest is actually just parking. So I am going to have a guest in studio today. The Delicate is going to be chatting with me for the hour. And what I am going to do is I am going to play a few tracks from her. There is an album that she is releasing later this month. So we're going to be talking a little bit about that. And they have released many albums in the past, so we are going to listen to some of their tracks from way back when. So I am going to kickstart some music by The Delicate, starting off with a track called Goodness featuring Junya T. And fun fact, I actually met Junya T in Calgary recently, back in June, when I was there for the Sled Island Music Art festival, which was a fun time. Junior T was performing with T. Fanny, who was an artist that I interviewed on this show not too long ago. So this is a track called Goodness, and it is off of the album Dream Speaking in Color, which is going to be released later this month, which we will be talking about in a little bit. And then I'm going to follow that off with a track called Frequency off of their album Topic. The track is called Topic, and the album that it is off of is Moonbeams and Frequencies. My bad there. So let's kick off with Goodness, and then we'll get into some more music by The Delicate.
I can't believe I'm so much Keep my head up, let my fear feel love. Keep riding tough, I'll move through these emotions. Keep on, I keep my head up, show myself the love. I keep my head up.
Please forgive me, I didn't mean to leave you standing there all alone.
I did not mean to.
No, no, I'm not sorry.
And you know I'm
nowadays
not.
I first will unearth the ways I have grown.
Daddy gets down like that, you can't spark my fire. I'll always come back to center, I will own my desire.
I can't leave, I can't unleash you from my heart.
I
can't be, I can't believe I'm so much stronger now. I can't be, I can't release you from my pain.
I
can't breathe, I can't.
Like a fairy tale, just a shaky old hang, body filled with chills. Yet we're so far away from a place to stay, where we might fit, where we might shift. Blood warm, heart melts to bold. You made me feel grown and golden, and your kiss and your hum resonates inside my chest, just like the sun that explodes to a million particles. I hold on tight like sea barnacles, built a symphony of eloquence. Dreamed of dancing in these puddles till the end. I opened my home. You wrote me sweet poems like moonbeams and frequencies. Chocolate berry seeds, bittersweet. These love lessons, they remind me.
I'ma keep riding tough. I'll move through these emotions.
I keep my head up. Show myself the love. I keep my head up. Let my fear feel love. Keep riding tough. I'll move through these emotions. Keep my head up, show myself the love, but keep my head up. I'ma keep riding stuff. I'ma keep on.
Can we get comfortable with the uncomfortable? Will you please take the time to share what's on your mind? Can we call in instead of calling out? I'll sit and listen with all of my presence now. And it may be so difficult, I'm sure this work will grow and hurt me now.
Embrace it, we'll find peace eventually. with being vulnerable. It's just you and I in this space. You and I face to face. I wanna look closer in. Feel these walls grow thin. Kiss all of your sins. Dissolve into this feeling.
Welcome back to Intravenous. I hope you enjoyed that first set from The Delicate, and I'm just going to go off some of those tracks before I get into an interview that I did recently with Masani Montague, festival director for Ferastafest. So the first track that we heard from in that set was Frequency, and that was off of the album Topic, followed by Goodness, and that is The Delicate's latest track. That was featuring Junior T. And then lastly, an oldie but goodie, Comfortable. That was a track off of the album Topic, I believe, as well. And so now let's get into an interview again that I did with Masani Montague, festival director for Rastafest. And we do talk about the history of the festival that is back for another year on August 15th and 16th.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Masani Montague, who is the festival director of Rastafest, and this is Canada's longest-running celebration of reggae music, Rastafarian heritage, and African-Caribbean culture, spanning over 30 years. This year, Rastafest takes place during August 15th and 16th in the Toronto area, and so I'm really excited to hear more about the festival and talk about some other things going on. So Masani, how are you?
Well, good afternoon, Nicole. It's a pleasure calling from Toronto all the way in Vancouver. It's Vancouver, right? You're in Vancouver.
I'm in Burnaby, so close.
Oh, Burnaby. Close enough to Vancouver. Okay, yes. Great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I've never been there, so yeah, good to have my voice over there.
Yes. Absolutely. Okay, so one of the first things I want to get into is Rastafest, because it is happening next month.
Yes.
And, you know, let's chat about that. Could you talk a little bit about the history of the festival and what we can expect this year?
Okay, fantastic. All right, so Rastafest didn't really start as a festival, you know. It started really, I would say, in 75. And why have to, you know, mention that? Because Bob Marley came to Toronto in 1975. Mm-hmm. And 3 days after Bob's visit to Toronto, the media launched a vicious attack on the Rastafarian community. Wow. Back then, it was a handful of Rastafarian people there. You know, Rastas were, you know, terrorists, time bombs. I'm going to explore there in a minute, they were importing a lot of negative stuff from New York. So the handful of Rastas in Toronto were persecuted because of this 1 week of media coverage about Rastafari and Rastafarian people. That was in 75. And then in 1977, we started the Rastafari Cultural Workshop. And for 3 years, from 77 to 1980, what we did was to focus on educating, informing the Canadian public about the Rastafari culture, because it started out more like educational stuff. And then in 1982, we did the first international Rasta conference. Then in 1983, we did it in Jamaica. And then 84, 85, 86, we just continued with educational programs, because it was always about educating people about the Rastafari culture. The name, and then in 1988, 89, we did something called Culture Jam. Culture Jam now was soccer tournament of the day, and concert in the night. But okay, then I wanted to focus more on the Rastafari culture, because that was really our mission and goal. Mm-hmm. So in 1993, we changed the name from Culture Jam to Rastafest. So the name itself, Rastafest, was created in 1993. However, the work, you know, around the Rastafari culture and the history and all everything really started from 1975. Wow. And then we have been doing a festival. Yes, so now it's a festival. And we're not losing the educational component, you know. So even this year and last year, we have a Rastafari symposium. Last year, we had a two-day Rasta conference. This is a Rastafari symposium on August 14. And then this is where now at that symposium, we have speakers from all over the world presenting on the Rastafari culture. Okay. And then on Saturday and Sunday, we have the festival. Because again, you know, yes, it's a good event, you know, good concert and so forth. But I didn't really want people to just, you know, come and see another reggae concert, you know. And yes, we do bring up good artists, as we usually do, and good local artists from Ontario. And I say Ontario because more Toronto, Ottawa, and sometimes Montreal. But I didn't really want it to just be seen as a reggae festival. So we always have that educational component as well as a health and wellness component to the festival. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Love it. And so, okay, so this year, the festival itself, so the 14th is going to be the symposium. The 15th and 16th is the festival itself. And what can, like, let's say, you know, somebody's listening to this, they're out in the Toronto area during that time. What can they expect at the festival?
Well, as we say, you come for the Irish vibes, and you stay for the food, you know. So you're gonna have Ital food, you're gonna have fantastic reggae concert. We have this year, we have Tristan Palmer, Droop Lion, Vanier Colors coming from Jamaica, and then locally we have Correction, is a Junior Award winner. Then we have Levi Conscious, and who else we have? We have another Papa Levy. So we have Canadian art, I mean Toronto artists, and we have Jamaican artists. The other thing I want to mention, though, Nicole, very important, is that we are partnering with an organization in Jamaica called RMO. RMO is Rastafari Mansion and Organization. And my mention is that because, you know, Hurricane Melissa came, hit Jamaica.